Yeah, this had a thought, so it's coming. After that, I guess that was God's animals, God and me. And everyone still with me. Yes, still to this day. I don't want to open my mouth sometimes and pray. And I'm just going to be thinking is I don't want to pray because I feel like I hurt people. I feel worthless. I feel indesirable. I feel so unpretty. And in terms, and to tell the truth, when I get paid, I don't even feel like going out to go do anything. I feel that push to go out and shop, to go experience something, even if it's not shopping for myself or even my children, something, or just getting up and getting some fresh air every week because I don't feel like doing it sometimes, or to watch a movie, or to sometimes to live, to remember to live. Because I keep being reminded of this particular person, and yeah, I know who he is, and it's like I heard, like I said, I heard in this earlier, if you go back, I'm pretty sure if I put this up, it's broken in multiple pieces, but if you go back to the beginning of where I started talking, I was saying about, I had a message today, and it was like, guys, who gonna prove that the person, who he is, who he say he is, basically, and who he said on your behalf, and I'm like, multiple times, throughout these years, it's been a reoccurrence, and I don't understand it, I'm like, I don't understand it. I'm hurting, but it's okay. And I hate it because all of these tears, even just me talking about the email, it's like, I don't know. Okay, let's tell you. See if you include this episode. I'm just saying. I'm telling you clues as to what happens next. But all my thoughts, either my husband is to come, or I am to move on. They may happen back to back. Because you're supposed to have sex to have a baby come out. I'm so clueless as the timeline. Don't feel pretty, nor have I ever had. But I feel so out of place more so now than I have before because I lost all this weight. Just to gain it back. When I saw his weight, I took a bath. I took a bath. I took an oath. I starved myself just to get a house. That I'm totally clueless as to what happened to me and where it is because I thought that God was going to move on my behalf and maybe he did. But it just wasn't in his timing. And I thought this house was new. Well, people in Texas, they know what house I'm talking about. They don't have to be totally clueless. I live right around the corner from it at a point in time. Some people may even be clueless as to what I'm talking about, but they know that it ain't pain. But
truth this whole entire time. And the truth gets me nowhere. I feel like my words are being worded as I say it. That's why I feel so limited not to pray anymore. Because I'm like, who is on my side? Who is in my corner? God is my witness. Even my whole family. I'm totally clueless. The warnings are coming everywhere. And it may not be just about myself. Because I said, like I said, I have dreams about others. It could be about other people. About other people who are going to turn their back on a specific individual. And I don't feel safe. I don't feel guarded. I don't feel protected. At times I do. When I pray and I feel trouble and, you know, something happens to make that trouble go away. Yeah, that, at that, but as far as the people in my life, that's the tough part, is probably to ask each individual person to prove their loyalty to me just because, you know. Prove that, you know, you are who you say you are. Prove that, that you're not gonna hurt me. Even though truth be told, people just hurt you just because it happens as a mistake, you know. Especially with the person that's self-hearted, that's gentle, like me. People take my kind of weakness all the time, and they feel like because I don't speak up, especially lately, it was at a point where people tried to take over because I wouldn't speak up for myself. Now I gave my life to Christ, and it's like that shush where the Holy Spirit tells me to let my heart down, be quiet, to go into troubled waters, and He'll be with me. If people feel like I'm taking advantage of, so they'll try to take over my life. They'll try to put their foot forward and try to ruin my life. And they'll try to do all these things that they feel like is best because they feel like I let my guard down and I'm depressed and I'm close to death and I'm suicidal, man. I'm not totally clueless as to who I am and the help that I have. No, I'm just listening. Because as these people are popping up and they're showing these patterns, they're also showing the results of who they are and who they've been and who I've become. That's a part of where God settles. So a lot of times He'll tell you to stay quiet for something. And especially, it comes in a moment when you want to speak up the most. He'll tell you to be quiet and just listen. That's how you know it's with God, because the truth will be heard. You may not understand it. You may not have all the answers or the proof, the 100%, 1000% proof. You don't feel it in your bones, you feel it in your gut. But with God's truth, it comes promises, it comes confirmation. He don't confirm it. Before the truth even come out, He's gonna confirm it in a way. And it's the confirmation that I don't know if I left or if I missed it or if I'm running over it or to tell the truth, I don't know. At this point, I don't want confirmation, because confirmation of another child would mean more troubles of me being by myself. And no, I'm not knocking that, because, you know, I'm not totally irresponsible. I can take care of my children. And it's like, to have a child, there's a male and a female. You know, a mom and a puppy. Well, these days is different. And besides artificial insemination, it's a mommy and a puppy. that wasn't what I wanted in my journey. I wanted a marriage. I wanted the white picket fence, the farm. Which I found so odd because right before I met him, this person who also wanted a farm, I was totally clueless as to farm life until desire came up to me, in me, like literally right before I met him. The people that I went to church with, we was talking about it, and I was like, I want a farm. I'm a cow and stuff. And it wasn't like a recent desire, but it was something that was settled, that was like quiet. And they kind of brought that out of me. And I think that I want it. But no matter who else says anything, but everybody, who's gonna call me crazy? So, might as well put it out there, you know? It is my truth and I'm sticking to it. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to all episodes, go back because I'm gonna purposefully set this in place. My miracles, which is posting every day right now. I don't know where I'm going to live, but I'm going to do it before the end of the month, and I'm going to post all these episodes separately, individually, so it's going to get mixed up. So, because I'm totally clueless as to this, why I'm recording this. I felt at a point in time that my life was led by God, and that even my mistakes will be corrected. And so maybe with this, I'll get a chance to delete it before I get other listeners get in here, because I don't it matter about the other individuals laughing at me. It's about the other person that's on the other end. I don't want your sympathy, but I don't want my ex to be the laugh or the fallout guy, you know. I don't, that's why I won't reveal his name. I won't reveal his true name. I told y'all about the name that I thought, but I won't reveal his true name because, or his identity, because you can laugh at me, but I don't want people to laugh at him like, guys, you ran into this crazy person. She concocted this whole story and came up with all these lies. And I don't want him to be the fallout guy. I want him to look his life. If he's not the person for me, I want him to live. I want him to experience life. And I've been so truthful about that. I want him to experience. And this is where God's side is true. The love that I require, that I want, even if he's not that person for me, I would like to move on. Say, if a kid do happen to pop out, or a kid involved, I won't say anything. I won't even mention the fact, because one, I don't know how to start the conversation. Two, I'm not just gonna blatantly disrespect his life and stop his life for a child that to be like, hey, 2 years later, so your child is 3 months and you the pappy, like how is that gonna go? When anybody else they take off and run. They be like, the hell with you in your lies, devil. The hell with you in your lies, devil. Like, really, you know, and I've been so honest and so true, transparent, like, that even hurts me, because I sit here in tears sometimes, because after I post these recordings, I'm like, it's out to listen to, and I want so bad, to hide all these details, and if people hurt me, I want so bad to hide the details of the pregnancy, and everything, and I want so bad, guys, I'm the truth to take this thing, but it's not up to me. And if, say, it won't get out, and the truth actually comes out and I learn my lesson, it'll just be something that's there as proof to say, don't stop talking, don't stop believing, you know? Don't stop moving, don't stop pushing, don't believe in God and nobody else. Even if you doubt yourself, believe. He can say a pebble can speak, and you and I myself included, not everybody else who's listening, for me. Okay, that pebble better talk. You got 2 seconds, you know? God just told me that you could talk, you better talk, right? You know?
If
the case was to happen and I ever give birth, I would try to hide it. I would, at this point, I wouldn't have before, but I would try to hide it. I would, with no hesitation, because I don't want people looking at that child as if they're weird, or I don't want them to be picked on, or I don't want them to, yeah. I don't know how I will continue in life. I don't know how I will continue if that person wants to return in my life, and what I will tell him. And eventually have to have a conversation with him. So see what happened was, here's proof. This is all I have to say. And this is all I can say. I know. I'm single. Man with 2 kids, tortured by my daily thoughts of thinking that I'm about to give birth here again, because I feel like it, and I feel like my stomach's dropped, and I feel like my vagina is splitting in half, and I feel like a crazy person for even letting this out in the atmosphere and telling my story what I feel like. Even with tears in my eyes, I know there's going to be that one person or that 15 million people that are going to comment saying, you're crazy. And I feel like I am. Because up until that point, I want to say strongly up until Texas, but that's when the strange occurrences started to seem like they started to occur. But everything beyond that, it was just, my life was just like crazy. I don't expect anybody to believe me, not even to listen to me at this point, because I told my story multiple times to multiple individuals. Their hopes that somebody would listen before it's too late. And I'm gonna say this also. You probably shouldn't. And I don't wanna speak anything. I don't wanna ever speak anything into existence of this myself. That was one of the things that I started getting more dreams about my life, about me giving birth, and then 3 days later something happened. I'm not just talking about something happening, I'm talking about like this. I've had that dream multiple times. That's why I've probably been so scared. And I don't want to talk about these things. But right now, I kid y'all not, I'm laying here. I've talked all throughout these episodes. I have not moved one bit except for to go to the bathroom when my chest hurts. And I feel like I ran up a hill. Social media to happen. but up until this point, I saw nothing. I was going to run my business quietly and keep my head under wraps to be the same person, because who am I to judge? Who am I to talk? I'm just another hurting individual. But the world is going to come crazy. And the world should probably go know my name. And it probably will make social media the girl who spoke about these crazy events and people are viral about that. But that would be the one thing to go viral about. That's not what I want in my journey. I want peace and happiness. I want people to be inspired by my story, about my heart. That's why I keep my journal entries. I want people to learn away from my instincts, and I want them to acknowledge the truth that God does exist, and that He loves us. Will be in between the faith or not? Do I really believe in God or not? I'm gonna tell my story and be a witness as what it could, but I can't do that. Until this day, I don't know. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know it. I don't know what's next. I keep kidding that something is about to happen. I keep feeling like I'm not if something good is gonna happen. I keep feeling like I keep feeling like my body is gonna, like, I'm gonna leave my body and go into a healthier version. I keep feeling like everything will be okay. It's just like I wake up and everything will be different. It won't be perfect. It'll be different. Yeah, my cats are calling. They're scratching at the door. I usually do this when my heart hurts, so when my chest feel like there's a tumor in my chest, they come turn on me. So I'll sit in this and try and get like 30 minutes of sleep, maybe. You know, something else, I don't know. I may just start to wake up. My day's coming. I gotta get off this heat. That's all right. Okay. Post this house, stay tuned. This is what I got for a plan for April. It'll be so much better. Okay, maybe.
Who knows what happened?
Who knows what happened? I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm